Hi there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web, where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. Today is Saturday, December the 4th, and I've called my blog entries Town and Country, really just reflecting that, as is traditional, on a Saturday in town, in the morning and lunchtime, and back home driving through the countryside to get home. Well, it was a sort of a middle-ish day today. 8 to 22 Celsius, 46 to 72 Fahrenheit, mostly overcast. Thunderstorms are predicted for the next few days, bar one, I think. Pleasant enough, though, quite warm, warm enough, without being in the sunshine. This photoblog can be found on the web at las.new-england.net.au, but the photographs are also included within the MP3 files and can be viewed with the likes of Apple's iTunes software on a PC or Macintosh via the View Artwork function. The photographs can be scrolled through on the bottom left-hand side of the main window, and if you were to click on one of the photographs in the scroll window, it will appear in larger size in the main window. Well, on to the photographs, little bits and pieces-ish, nothing in my mind as a theme, but heading from the car park through this little laneway to the pedestrian mall, as illustrated in the first photograph, we have the town council workers laying some new pipes on one half of the laneway, and the contrast of ragged lines to straight lines was just something that appealed to my quirky sense of something. So I took a photograph. They look like they're filling the hole in now and relaying the pavers, so perhaps we'll get the full use of the laneway back in the next week or so. The next photograph is of the frontage to the Tattersalls Hotel, also known as Tats. I must find out who Tattersall is or was, well, was more likely. Many hotels are called Tattersalls, just as many are called the Imperial or the Railway. So we seem to have a set of names by which hotels are named. The frontage looks very Art Deco, you know, from the sort of 30s-ish, 1930s. And the image is framed right and top by the new shade sails that have been installed in the pedestrian mall. They will provide a fair bit of useful shade in summer. I'm not quite sure how they're going to handle the rain. There must be some way of draining. And I note that they have had a bit of a miscalculation. The shade sails don't fit the retaining posts correctly. Whether the sails have been mismade or the poles have been mislocated, yet to be determined, I guess. Then back into the countryside. The third photograph, a view of a traditional Australian outdoor dunny, a toilet, a pit toilet or can toilet. Here we have the small shed-like object sitting almost in the middle of nowhere in a paddock, sheep paddock. What you can't see out of sight on the right-hand side is the old shearing shed that was flattened in a windstorm some years ago. But such outdoor toilets are still common in such locations. The interesting clouds behind and above. Contrast the lush for around here, grass in the foreground. Next photograph has a lizard sitting on the roadway. I took a series of photographs, gradually getting closer. I wanted to get this close, but lizards aren't always obliging creatures and tend to scamper away. So I probably have about a dozen photographs being gradually taken as I approached it, but it let me get really close. This is taken with a wide-angle setting on the lens, so I'm probably really only 15 centimeters, 6 inches from the lizard. It just appears to be a little bit further from me than it was, so I'm very close. And I wanted to get the background scenery and sky into the shot, disappearing into the background, hence the camera being on the ground, well, along with me. The next photograph is a close-up of that lizard, where it was full frame in the image. And this is a crop of that just to get even closer into it. Its eye watching my every move. I didn't move very quickly, such as to hopefully not cause it to run away. Very dry looking skin. And the final photograph just records the fact that, they're back. The feral goats have reappeared on their trip through the area. Here we see them in the neighbor's paddock, no doubt making their way into mine. Again, the countryside looks very green. The gum trees in the back, the eucalypts, looking particularly fine. And those storm-looking clouds above. So there we have it, my handful of photographs for today, Saturday, December the 4th. This has been Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, please do so. The address is lookandsee@gmail.com. So, until next time, bye for now.